LGBTQ affirming churches do not consider homosexuality a sin. Frank Lankoff is the pastor of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Rockford. He identifies as straight. He says he began to question his thoughts about accepting the gay community into churches after his own life change.
What really tripped on me to really start reflecting on that and working through that was my divorce in 1989.
He says his church was okay with divorced pastors serving, but they didn't accept anyone who was gay.
We were telling all those folks that weren't straight that, sorry, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter who you fall in love with, you cannot have this type of relationship. You cannot do that. And I felt that was so painful and unjust.
Lankoff says he started analyzing biblical text.
At that point, I had already been in a place where I believed that the Bible, well, the biblical writings are historically conditioned.
Caitlin France is the site pastor of the Inclusive Collective at Northern Illinois University. She grew up in Texas in a United Methodist church. France says in seventh grade, she figured out she wanted to be a pastor.
And I wasn't really quite sure what that was going to look like, but I knew that I had lots of questions about God. I loved talking with people about God.
France says she didn't identify as gay until later in life.
I had kind of wondered if I was attracted to women before, but I just never really, it felt like I maybe had brushed it under the rug, but not cognitively. Like I had just done it on my own out of survival, probably.
She says she thought this would change her opportunity of being a minister.
Which was felt earth-shattering, right? It felt like, well, I thought God was calling me to be a minister, and now that can't happen.
Despite fear, France continued to pursue her goal. She says she started taking more classes, and she attended Urban Village Church in Chicago.
And it was a place where I started to feel self-love, to know that God celebrated who I was and the person that I was with.
But not everyone felt the same love at church that France did. Dantes Alexander is an entertainer in the Chicagoland area. He says he looked up to his pastor, but when he needed guidance, his pastor was not there for him.
I felt like God abandoned me because my pastor thought I was weird.
Alexander says for him, the church was therapy.
Mental health, right? Those two are connected completely. Because for Blacks, you know, like it's so important that we're connected to the church.
Alexander says he was welcomed at his church, but he wasn't fully embraced.
It was kind of gut-wrenching to me. And that was after me going through like some of my lowest periods.
He says the illusion was shattered when he wasn't allowed to participate in things at church.
I'm not particularly sure if, you know, I wasn't allowed to sing in the choir because of my sexuality or how I presented myself.
He says it felt like he didn't have anywhere to go, and it seemed as if the church had abandoned him. Not only the church, but God as well.
And I felt like he wasn't talking to me. I felt like he was punishing me because of who I was.
He says he contemplated suicide because he had so many issues that he was trying to sort through.
And the only way that I can find some type of peace was to actually go ahead and place myself into an institution.
Pastor Frank Lankoff says people can't deny who they are. He says,
you have to be yourself,
whatever your orientation. He says he thinks God's desire is for us all to experience love, compassion, and care in our relationships. I'm Yvonne Booz.